This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34. You're listening to the Evening Edition with me, Kelvin, and Lee Chwee Lin. So we had Keith Kamen in the studios.
I got a full name there.
You're welcome. So we have Keith Kamen in the studios with us for Market Wrap. So this ongoing US-China trade war doesn't look like it'll end anytime soon. Huawei is just one of the victims, with the US imposing restrictions on who can supply components to it. Tech companies across the world are also seeing their share prices take a beating. What about currencies?
Yeah, so the ringgit has been the most beaten down currency among emerging market ones. No surprise there. But year to date, the ringgit has declined 1.5%. It was 4.13 when we started the year. Now it's 4.19 to the US dollar. The Sing dollar is down 2.9%. The Indonesian rupiah down 1.8%. So many investors viewed that the Chinese yuan or the renminbi positively until this month. And then they started shifting out of this to safer bets. And things took a turn for the worse after Trump raised tariffs. Economies most susceptible include South Korea and Taiwan, their major trade partners, Japan as well. And the Korean won itself is one of the worst performing currencies to date, 6% weaker than when the year started. Stock market wise, regional markets are all in the red today, and I think it's the same since the start of this week, actually. Now, this is also spilling over to Europe for today. The worst affected was Hong Kong, down 1.7%. Singapore closed 0.7% lower. Shanghai's composite down 1.4%. The Korean stock exchange down 0.3%. All still positive year to date. The KLCI, however, has maintained that record of being the worst performing stock exchange since the start of the year. Year to date, it is down 5.25%. And for today alone, it's just down 0.1%.
Aren't you a little ray of sunshine coming in here? It's lovely news.
I always end up doing the bad news whenever I have to do this bit.
Or it follows you around. Who knows? So the restrictions that were placed on Huawei earlier this week, have there been more developments going on here?
So today there are reports that companies like Toshiba and Panasonic are either planning or have already stopped supplying to Huawei. This is in addition to companies like Alphabet's Google. Panasonic, however, issued another statement on its Chinese website saying that some components will still be supplied to Huawei to maintain its business relationship with China. I suppose it goes to show that a lot of people still value the kind of contributions the Chinese economy can give to them. There is also news now that the US is targeting at least 5 more Chinese firms that are in the surveillance business and is considering adding them to a blacklist, all this in the name of US national security. So the rhetoric now is also swaying towards the fact that even if the trade disputes were to be resolved, the national security argument will still continue. Beijing has also shown little in the way that they are planning to give way a little bit. There might be some bright spots, though, for Malaysian. See, I've got some bright spots.
Look at you. Yeah. Finding the bright side somehow.
For Malaysian semiconductor companies, because, I mean, let's face it, if Huawei can't get the supplies from the US, Malaysia might just be somewhere that they can turn to.
Hopefully we're making moves in that direction then.
Yeah, we are looking at it that way. So some companies that are worth looking at for today, Pentamaster is one. It was hit on Tuesday, down 5.5%. Today it was down 0.2% at 4.08. There was also Inari Amatron, which was down 6.7%. Today down 5.7 at 1.32. So most of these companies are actually hoping that with the supply from the US cut off, China might look towards this way. And these are the companies that might actually benefit.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.